Welcome to More with Mo. My name is Mo Reese. More with Mo is brought to you by the fine people over at JulieLand.com. Today, as always, I am joined by the son of JulieLand, to my little planet Mo, Mr. Richard Avery.
Thank you.
How you doing today?
Good, real good, actually. Good today.
So one of my favorite things is sometimes not what goes on the show, but when we have our guests here, we sit around and BS, and we actually probably talk more off mic than we do actually on the show. So we're doing something a little radical, if you will. I'm going to call this the wild card show. And actually, I didn't come up with that. I'm not that creative. Asa Akira is that creative, though.
Hello.
How you doing today?
I'm excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
We're going to pretend like you've never been on the show before.
Okay.
Or that you haven't been here for like 3 hours.
My question is, like, the way she's holding her baby here is really spooky.
It's very realistic.
Yeah, it's almost like you're. It's like if it was your blankie. You're like, I'm holding my blankie.
Her butthole blankie.
I don't know. Whenever baby Mo's around, I like to hold her.
Okay, so for the three people who probably have no clue who baby Mo is at this time because she has like a bazillion Twitter followers, baby Mo is this little doll that looks very real that I bought for a. Actually, it's your company, so I can promote them. Wicked Pictures.
Yay.
Feature, about like a year and a half ago. And then Baby Mo sat on my shelf. And I have no idea why. Somehow Baby Mo ended up on set. And
she was in like the prop box.
Yeah, and this is taken off where now we're taking pictures with Baby Mo everywhere. Asa's got everything. At one point, I tweeted congratulations to you while you're holding a baby. And some people actually thought she'd had a kid.
I think there's still people out there because, you know, they probably read that one tweet and never looked at Twitter again. They probably still
thinking that Asa had a baby.
If they died right after that tweet, they died thinking I have a kid.
Exactly.
I'm a MILF.
Now people are wondering. Now people are wondering why you don't do MILF porn.
Yeah, that's what's out there.
Because I'm Asian. Asians don't do MILF porn.
Yeah,
we just do Asian porn.
Yeah, there are
some Asian women.
You never know
in the industry that are older.
Like
older.
Who? Yeah, but older. Are they MILFs? You don't see them in like MILF suits.
Not to call out any of the people who have blown me in the past, but Lucky Star. Is older than I am.
Oh yeah, she's a little MILFy.
There's a girl named Lucky Star.
Yes. She's amazing. I love Lucky.
Now I see why you guys are friends.
We're not friends.
Because we're judgmental.
No, we're not friends.
You judge me all the time.
Did he tell you that?
No. You judge me all the time on how I correct things.
I'm judgy of your judginess.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We're on set together far.
She's
actually
judgmental.
Not enough, but far too often.
She's judgmental of your judgments.
She is. So, okay, so kids, this is the, including Baby Mo, this is the wild card episode. What are we talking about?
Well, I want to ask her some questions about being a porn star.
Please do.
She's a porn star?
Yes.
Wait, hold on.
Okay,
somebody gave her an award. Right. Calling her the female performer of the year. I was like, really?
Really?
Okay. We give it to Asians now.
I've had
to white girls. That's it.
I've had a few female performers of the year in this studio here, so we're all good.
Wait, hold on. Has a female performer of the year ever sucked your dick?
I won't talk.
Probably.
Guess what? I have.
I don't talk about that stuff.
Those are rules.
There's a big rule. We don't talk here about that stuff.
It's okay.
My question to Oz is,
spit it out.
Do you like directing?
I do like directing. Not as much as performing.
A lot more work.
You know what it is? Like it's just like there's a lot of bullshit around it that I'm not into. Like, I love putting together a production. Like, I like booking the people. I like thinking about who works well with who. But there's just, like, so much bullshit around it. Like, paperwork. That's the main thing. Getting ID shots. Like, all this, like, stupid shit that I didn't think about before.
That's what your PA's for, though.
That I'm so not into. Yeah, but I'm also very much, like, a control freak. So I like doing everything myself rather than,
How many films have you directed?
Because she mentioned booking people. Now, when you did your first one, you booked your own talent, correct? Were you taken seriously? When you call, insert agency name here, when you called up and said, I'm booking a movie.
You know what? Surprisingly, I was definitely really scared of that. And I think because I've maintained good relationships in the business, like I've never really been an asshole to anyone.
That's not what I heard either. I've heard shit. That's not what I tweeted last night.
I've never really had like an embarrassing moment where like I showed up to set on drugs or
with a donkey.
Or like I've you know I've pretty much been like a responsible person, and I've been in contact with all the other Asians anyway, just by like seeing them over the years. Sure. So everyone was really nice. And then I booked all the male talent myself, and they're, I booked all guys that I've personally worked with. So it was more of like a buddy thing rather than like, I'm your boss.
You didn't have to have a casting couch and test them all out.
No. I had already tested them.
It's like, how bad do you want this job? Show me how bad you want this job.
So like, we can go with the guys that are in your movies then are the ones that haven't fucked up, is what you're saying.
Oh, totally. Like, I would never cast a guy that I've never fucked.
Do you want to name names? Oh, I guess there's nobody she's ever fucked.
Yeah.
So.
And I've fucked most of them, I feel like.
Do blowjobs count?
Blowjobs count.
I have a chance. I will be in a new Elegant Angel movie in the very long
in about
future.
Another year or so.
6 years.
After you finish the CrossFit.
Yeah, just bite it. Bite it.
You know he's into...
how's that going?
Not so well.
Because he's more into CrossFit. It's his new thing.
No, my schedule has been odd. Derek has been amazing.
Excuses are like assholes. So everyone's got one.
So I've been doing it about once a week. And I have to say, last week, I did the first time where I did the whole circuit. I don't know all the lingo yet. I did the first full course of what I was supposed to do, made it all the way through, and did everything I was supposed to.
Good.
Not at peak speeds, top things, but I held my own, and I did really well. And
took
Derek
3 days.
Exactly. No, I was that chubby kid at the end of the marathon that comes in at 9 o'clock at night who's been on the course for 17 hours. I am that kid, and I'm fine with that. But Derek has been pushing, and he was the first person. I didn't even think about it, and he was the first person to say, first time you did it.
Yeah.
So I was feeling
good.
Keep
it going.
I still got to lose weight. The relationship weight, which I'm blaming it on, is...
I need you to get it going, dude. You need to be in peak fit.
Shape. You know what's really annoying now, and not to call it anybody out, but now I have the different factions. I have the CrossFit people versus the working out weightlifting people. They do not agree.
They do not
whatever.
Agree.
Whatever. And
no.
Annoyingly so. And everybody's very helpful. There was a male talent on set.
It's like Max and PCs.
It is.
And they're, CrossFit people are totally
like
the
anal,
Max.
It's like anal.
Because they totally, can't stop talking about it.
Exactly. Shut up. I love my Apple devices. I've been an
no,
Apple
so
person
No, so do I. I'm a Mac
94.
Person. I'm a Mac person.
But, I like PC.
No, I can clearly see by the world headquarters here that we're a Mac family.
Totally.
But yeah, no, it was definitely a male talent. It's been really cool. I don't know why he was offering it up because I'm a fat ass, I guess. But he offered it up. And then he was telling me what's wrong with CrossFit. And I was like, I appreciate it. I'm working on this right now. And then I'll decide for myself if I want to do something else. And he offered up a diet plan, which I looked through the diet plan, which was actually
another
really
male
good.
Talent?
Another male talent. So now it's like the. And I was like, listen, I'm a fat dude that is. If I got out and walked, I would be doing better than what I'm currently doing right now. So, but Derek has been great. He's really pushed me, and he's helped me out a lot with it. And actually, I'm going to put up a couple more blog posts about it. And it's
Keep
been
going.
A good experience.
I want you to do it.
Oh, I threw up Rockstar the other day.
Good.
Oh, how isn't that the best feeling when you throw up from working out?
No, it hurt. Because Rockstar is better going down than coming back up.
Well,
it was
I've never drank a Rockstar.
Do you work out?
I do. I'm obsessed with working out.
So why do you have to throw up?
No. Like sometimes when you work out really hard, it makes you throw up. If you're insinuating bulimia, I wish I could be bulimic. I wouldn't work out if I could be bulimic.
Do you work out like regularly?
Yeah, in the morning.
See?
I try to go 6 days a week. I think like naturally I want to go 7 days, but like I know that my body needs a day to rest.
Wait. So you do that? You do like boot camp or something?
I do Barry's boot camp.
Yeah.
Which is it's kind of like CrossFit because it's mixing cardio with weights and like you never stop for the whole hour.
Is that
but
like
I also
pop,
do yoga.
Is that like
I go to
pop
the gym.
Is that
I've
part of
gone
that thing?
To Pop Physique. That's more like Pilates, but okay. I like the cardio aspect of it. Like I like when I get out of breath and I'm sweating. And Pop Physique is very like. You don't break a sweat.
Oh, okay.
So it's cool. I like it. And I know a lot of girls that do it in the business that have great bodies. Mm-hmm. So it works. But
so you're more
I just like killing myself.
That's fair.
Self-abuse.
Yes, exactly.
No,
I mean,
for sure. I mean, and it's definitely like an addiction. Like mm-hmm. Only addicts work out like that. Like.
Yeah, no, and we have a few of those in the industry. I mean, we have.
For sure.
When I go through and I look at Twitter and I'm seeing Ryan McClain, who I've known him for a number of years. And Ryan has a body that is negative fat. Yeah. I mean, the guy is just like, it's like, seriously, dude, please go eat a burger.
Yeah.
I think his body would just go.
He should put some fat on.
But I look at it, and all of a sudden it's 2 o'clock in the morning and he's tweeting about being at the gym. I was like, I understand it says 24-hour fitness. It doesn't mean you have to go.
Exactly.
You have a free schedule, dude. It's not like I sat around all day.
Have nothing else going on.
He's a busy guy. But still, I'm like, no. If it's past 8 o'clock, I am not doing physical exercises.
I only go in the morning.
No. Alex can barely get me to have sex after 8 o'clock at night.
Oh, I mean, I completely agree with that 100%. 100%.
Yeah.
After 7 p.m., it's sofa time.
Yeah. Thank you.
I don't have sex past 7 p.m.
Exactly. And that
or wait. Before. 10 a.m.
Is that written into your contract?
It's like 7:02. Honey, back off. I could just see like, back off. You do not touching me.
No. If it's like that, but if I'm on set, of course it's different. Definitely.
Because you're sitting on set
for 14 hours. There's definitely days I start my sex scene at midnight, for sure, especially on a Wicked set. There's definitely days like that. But at home, I mean, and Tony's the same way. Tony's my husband. But he's the same way. Like, we don't have night sex or morning sex. We're day sex people.
Alex wants to do it at like 11 o'clock at night. And I'm like, I'm in bed.
It is 11 o'clock at night.
I am sleeping.
Brunch. We have brunch.
The other thing I have to say, though, the other night we went to bed and for some reason I go to sleep. I'm about ready to fall asleep and I got a boner. I don't know where the fuck that came from. And she's like, well, hello. And she blew me. It was cool. Also, I mean, it was, you know, it's that time of the month and I'm not really into that. And she understands. So she took care of me. And I was kind of like, please don't mean that I just set precedent that we now do this late at night.
Don't make this a thing.
But at 7
just
o'clock.
Just because I let you blow me this
yeah, exactly. I mean, at 7 o'clock in the morning, 6 o'clock in the morning when I'm up and ready to go, she's always like, you could always wake me up as long as it's not, you know, before 9. And I'm like, okay.
But I don't like morning sex either because I like to wake up and go. Like, I like to get my day started. I like to be, like, selfish in the morning. Like, I want to do my own things and get my day started. Like, I'm not trying to, like, wait around for you to come.
Oh, no, and she'll call me out on this. I sit in my bathtub. I sit in my bathtub
next,
every
her
morning.
Her next book is going to be out, How to Keep a Marriage Last. How to Keep a Marriage Fresh. It's
totally ghostwritten.
It's like, tips on how to keep your husband happy.
It's a very short, book. Yeah. So my morning ritual is I get up and I need my zone out time, you know.
Same.
Now that Alex she lives with me, and I did this beforehand, but I like water running. I like be able on my phone. I can do emails. I can do text messages.
A lot
of times when I'm emailing Richard Avery in the morning, I'm laying in my bathtub. And actually, the fashion designer Tom Ford once said, he goes, I take baths all the time. Why do something standing up that you can do lying down? And I was like, yes, I can tweet and text and stuff so much better lying down. That's what I like. What's your morning ritual?
That's hard to argue.
Thank you.
That is very hard to argue. My morning ritual is I wake up. It's a little bit different every morning, but I wake up. I drink a coffee. That's like the first thing I need to do. And then I'll either go work out. Or I'll walk my dog, depending on Tony's schedule too, like who can walk the dog that day. But yeah, working out is like the main thing.
She lives an exciting life.
Lifestyles of the rich and famous.
So what is life
champagne
as a world famous?
Champagne wishes and caviar dreams.
What do you do? The party life?
I'm such a homebody. I don't go out. I don't go to parties.
There was a time you did.
There was definitely a time I did.
Because I heard stories.
No.
Yeah.
We read it in a book.
I mean, like, I definitely had my partying phase, but I did that when I was really young.
I heard 13. This.
Yeah, no, seriously. Because I grew up in New York City, like, where you don't need a car to get places. Mm-hmm. You know, like, everyone has money. And, like, it's a lot of partying.
So, wait. So, we have world famous porn star of the year, Asa Akira. What does she not like? Sex.
No, I love sex. Anything. I love sex.
Only between the hours of 11 and 3.
But I just very don't do morning sex or nighttime sex. And also you have to think I'm married, you know?
Yeah, like that's one way to kill a sex life.
Yeah. Well, no. Like we still fuck a lot, but like for sure if I were single, I would not be saying like, I don't have sex past 7 p.m. Like, I don't think I'd have that option.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure, you know, I need to play the cool chick at first.
I'll suck your dick and swallow. Yeah,
exactly.
Unleash the crazy later.
I could just see that, like, dating some, before you got married, like, dating somebody, like, first you get them, you have sex with them one time at night. Then after that, it's like, dude, if you want to do this again, you better be here between 11
yeah,
and
12. Yeah, we need to start a lot earlier.
Exactly.
But no, like, I'm a homebody. I like to watch movies. I like watching crappy TV. I like to read.
Favorite TV show on right now?
Right now, I really like True Detective, but I guess that just ended.
I think it just, I think it just ended.
I like House of Cards. I really like all like House the HBO stuff and like the grown-up
shows.
Yeah.
I call them the grown-up shows.
Yeah,
even
for sure.
AMC.
They're like mini movies.
Yeah, it's like AMC is the same way with, you know, The Walking Dead.
Yeah,
and
The Americans,
Back, all of them,
or That's FX. But yeah, those shows are all, but I watch really shitty TV too, like all The Real Housewives of anywhere. I'll watch.
Yeah, that's.
Oh, I love that stuff.
I
the Lindsay Lohan show.
I could not watch any of that stuff until Audrey, and I spend a lot of time with Audrey, and she is obsessed with every one of those shows. And I get locked in the house, and she just makes me watch them. And now I got so into it. Now I'm like, my favorite show is Vanderpump Rules. Like, do I want to fucking beat the shit out of Stassi? Like,
Stassi is horrible.
Is Jax the biggest idiot in the world?
Jax reminds me a lot of my ex-boyfriend.
Really?
Yeah.
A total tool?
Which one?
A total tool?
And a pathological liar.
And gay?
And gay.
Because Jax has got to be gay.
Yeah. You know which
I
one.
Think wow. I think all the guys on
I
that
think show. Most I think most of the audience knows
I think all
which
the guys.
One.
Yeah. I think all the guys on that show are gay. If they're not, they
well,
they're
definitely the one that spends like an hour on his hair.
Yeah. They all do though.
That
like,
one. Yeah,
these
they
guys,
all do.
They all are like, it's ridiculous. Yeah. But like now I'm obsessed with Vanderpump Rules. Like I actually watch the reunion shows. And
the reunions are the best. And you, I'm like, you watch the show for the reunion.
Right. Exactly.
The reunions.
See, I don't watch. But now, like I said, I watch and I love Andy's show afterwards.
Oh, I love Andy.
Is he the best?
I love Andy.
See, you got to get on that show to talk about your
book.
Yeah,
that would be amazing.
I don't watch any of these shows. I'm more the
Bravo,
reality
baby.
TV. Oh, see, I don't. Yeah, I don't watch
that. That is reality. That's, Bravo TV's
no. Sorry,
the epitome.
Let
of...
me go back to. I'm sorry. Reality cooking. I'll watch Gordon Ramsay. I'll
Top
watch
Chef
any of that.
Is on
see, I
Bravo.
Can't because I'm always on a diet, and those shows make me hungry.
It's like that's what I always. I only watched. I only watched Top Chef for years, but it was Audrey the last like 2-3 years ago. She got me all into these. Damn show.
Yeah, they're horrible, but so good.
The people are just, I was just like, especially this last season of Vanderpump, like, he was just lying.
I can't believe Jax fucked
The whole thing, just the lot, and like, it's like, all you just sit there and say, you guys are like, you're the biggest losers in the world, and yet, and then you get to go on TV and let everybody know you're the biggest loser.
Yeah.
Like, who does that? It's like, years ago,
I did a
thing for MTV, and I did Real World.
Mm-hmm.
And they were crazy as fuck. And I just said to them, like, you know, you could be crazy, but you don't have to do it on TV for everybody to see. They couldn't understand that concept.
But if they weren't crazy, we wouldn't watch.
No, that's true. I mean, I think whoever does the casting.
It all started with Real World.
Yeah, but whoever does the casting for Bravo and those shows, they look for crazy people.
Brilliant.
They don't want to go like, hey, this person's got their act together and they're mature. Like, that's not the person you want.
No.
You want the narcissist going against the codependent who's going against the...
Totally.
We actually we were watching Kitchen Nightmares, and he goes and Gordon Ramsay tries to get people's restaurants back on whatever.
I love Kitchen
and
Nightmares.
He's never walked away from a restaurant except for last season. It's Amy's. Yeah, Amy's Bakery or whatever
in Arizona.
This chick is psycho. Yeah. And so the first episode of this season was going through and talking about how psycho she is. It was a revisit thing, and the whole episode was extra footage that they had, and then they actually sent in a news crew to talk to her, and at first, no, get out, you got it, and then all of a sudden she's talking to him again. She is crazy. So I'm tweeting, and I was like, you know, I tweeted something about it, and then I decided, I was like, you know, after watching the first episode of this season, and I'm adding people's names, I said, I think I may take Alex Chance to this Amy's place for her birthday. They favorited my tweet.
Shut up.
Yeah, but what was I most disappointed about? They didn't retweet me, but I was like...
What? Okay, can we just... Speaking of Twitter rants, what the fuck is the point of favoriting something?
No, and everybody's doing it now.
It used to be no one was favoriting, everyone was retweeting.
Yep.
Now my favorites are above my...
Same here.
Fuck?
I like to favorite more than I retweet.
But what's the point?
What do you
think?
To me,
when you favorite something, I don't even know.
It's like my way of giving you a high five. Like, that was good. Yes.
You know what I'd prefer?
Then why don't you just retweet?
Thumbs up.
Yeah,
because it wasn't that good.
I mean, listen, I understand if I put up a picture that it's,
like,
you know,
one
inappropriate.
Thumb up, but not two thumbs up.
You know, if I put a gaping asshole on my Twitter and somebody goes, oh, that's hot, but I'm not going to retweet it so it's on mine, I understand. But if it's something you thought that was funny that I tweet, retweet. I do it to people all the time.
I've never favorited anything in my life.
She hates
and
everything.
And I won't.
You have to. You have to favorite one of my things.
Never.
Please.
No. I'll retweet it, but I will not.
No. Just favorite your own stuff.
Oh, can you do that?
Yeah, you can favorite. That's how
I take erase the last minute.
Yeah.
I might start favoriting.
How many times have you tweeted?
I don't know, but I can tell you right now.
Oh, look at that. Because I'm at the like 30,000 mark.
I'm at 29.4.
What was that?
29.4.
Okay.
What's 294?
29,000.4. Let's see.
I'm at 6,256. I don't tweet a lot.
I'm at 30,000.
Yours are quality, not quantity.
Yeah, I'm totally about quantity, not
quality,
not quantity.
You know what was funny is the other night I tweeted something. It was a Red Bull can, Alex Chan's butt thing. She retweeted and said something to her 50 billion followers. It crashed my site. The averagemo.com went down.
I told you it wasn't because of that.
Shh. We're keeping that a secret.
What?
It was a coincidence, but we're keeping it a secret. Thank you, Richard Avery, you motherfucker. I have the email. Wait. I have the email where we agreed that we were sticking with the story. Fuck you.
I forgot. Sorry.
So anyhow, so she crashed the averagemo.com, or it was just a failing in the system.
I didn't pay my hosting bill.
But we looked and I looked at my Google Analytics, I can see, and it kept going and kept going, and people kept looking. Well, I looked, it's because she doesn't tweet anything else. So when people look you up, that was the top thing or the second thing down. So I was like, hey, maybe I should start tweeting.
Yeah, like, didn't you have like something like 7,000 in one day or something like that? Some crazy amount of views that day.
No, Alex's photo, the photo that ended up getting, I think it's over 5,000 views, which in some people look at that and go, oh, well, isn't that cute? James Dean looks at it and goes, oh, look at you, 5,000 views in a, yeah, he gets that a day, an hour. I, on the other hand, that was a huge number. It was like, holy shit, that's amazing.
Right.
And now Alex is feeling very good at her about herself because Samantha Saint's pictures were always the ones that were looked at the most. Now Alex has the number one, so she's the queen of the average mo. So I'm going to make her average girl of the month.
Wait, how did you get 20,000 today?
What? I have no idea what you're talking
about.
And
I have 50.
You know, the average.
How did you get 20,000?
I think that's a fail. I don't think that's accurate.
How's that? What would?
Do you pay attention to how popular you are online?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have Google Analytics for like your sites and things like that?
No, but I'll look at like my Alexa rating and stuff.
So where are you at on the Alexa rating?
I don't know. I haven't looked in a really long time.
352.
I really don't know.
I think I'm at 8.5 million or something.
Oh, I didn't. What,
meaning I'm like the 8 millionth most popular.
Yeah, because the higher number is bad, right?
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, Google's like.
But I mean, I Google myself a lot. It's not like I don't. I Google myself a lot. It's embarrassing.
She's famous.
But only in the afternoon, not after 7 p.m.
The most embarrassing thing about my Google history is how often I Google myself.
That's scary.
She accidentally misspells her name. Did you mean us?
Like, I can just say, honey, leave me alone. I'm Googling.
Like, myself.
All of a sudden, she just logs in. It automatically just chooses. Oh, my God. So that's funny. So, okay. Well, this has been the wild card episode. So anything else to throw out there? I mean, we just randomly BS. This is what we do when the mics are off. So it's like, fuck it. Why not do it while they're on?
Exactly.
Any closing statements, Mr. Avery, there?
God bless America.
Okay, that sounded both religious and political, which we've agreed is not to be talked about.
That is true.
All right, fuck America.
Oh, one quick question, Miss Akira. Mm-hmm. As I say, Miss Akira, named after the movie, Akira?
Yeah. Huh. Asa is my real name.
Because you're Japanese. You're Japanese.
And no, I was really into the movie Akira when I was like smoking a lot of weed. And then I watched it recently, like not on weed, and I was like, I don't get this at all. So.
Well, there we go.
You know, it wasn't after Akira Kurosawa?
No. It wasn't.
It'd be cooler if it was.
Yeah, I know.
You know?
Yeah, famous director. I was a film student and like, studied filmmaking, and it was either that or Spielberg.
It wasn't after Akira Kurosawa, but...
Well, I'm glad it was after Akira. I actually had never known that, so... also, where can we find you... Where can we Google search you at, I guess?
Yeah. Just Google.
Google.com. Just Google me.
Just Google.
AsaAkira.com.
Yeah. What do we see there?
Just porn.
Porn.
And just think about it, though. It's all made between the hours 11 and 4.
Yeah. Exactly.
When you watch it.
That's the twist.
Exactly. It all takes place. Nothing before 11 a.m.
Pacific Standard Time. Yeah. Don't fuck with this Eastern shit.
Exactly. And then my Twitter is at AsaAkira. I'm with wickedpictures.com.
I've heard of them.
And
they help pay my rent.
I have a Fleshlight.
Tiny company.
Fleshlight.
Yeah.
Have you ever played with your Fleshlight?
Yeah, of course.
Has Tony ever fucked your Fleshlight?
Yeah, of course.
Next time, bring one.
Okay.
Because you know who owes me one is Misty. She owes me one.
I'll bring you one.
Hers is much tighter.
Yeah. No, Misty owes me one because I did a really cool project for Fleshlight. I made a video for them for Misty. Uh-huh. And she's like, I owe you one. I said, I just want one. I just think it'd be like a cool little mantelpiece.
I feel like it probably feels better than my pussy.
It's a lot. You know what? It's probably a lot cheaper.
It depends how you look at it.
Wait. That's what we have.
Free.
It's a new game show called Is It Real or Is It Asa?
Like you close your eyes and
go, I don't know. Is it real or is it Memorex? Well, everybody should go out and give this a try. And if you have enough money, you know, and you can talk to Mark Spiegler and convince him that you are, in fact, a porn star, maybe you too can. Oh, no, you can't. Sorry. Too late.
Yeah,
she's
no,
a Wicked Pictures contract girl.
Unless you're, no.
Yeah. Pretty much it's a fail. You just get the Fleshlight.
Yeah.
Or you go.
But it comes in three holes.
Or go buy.
I like you coming go, in three holes too.
Or you buy Wicked Pictures for a few dollars and then that's one way to do it.
Yeah. Or that.
Or that. There we go. So all the options to get attached to
So are you a Wicked Contract Girl now?
I am.
Who else is Wicked Contract Girls?
Samantha Saint, Jessica Drake, Kehlani Lay.
Jessica Drake's still alive?
Oh.
Well, I mean, she's been around a long
she
time.
She is hot.
Jessica is hot.
She is hot.
I shot her when she first
started. Her body is better than most 20-year-olds.
Yeah, no, she's
I shot her literally when she... I'll show you a picture. I shot her for the first guy in the
business. I think she looks better now.
Does
honestly.
She?
Honestly, I think she looks better now than ever.
Yeah, no, she's... I think she's gorgeous.
Wow.
She's like one of my favorite people to work with. Like, you... I feel like by
Who's
looking
the worst
at her,
person to
you
work
don't
with?
Think Evan Stone, maybe.
Yeah. Worst girl to work with?
Here come the claws.
I've never, I can't think of, I've never like walked away from working with a girl and saying like, I'll never work with her again.
Yeah.
So you're not working with Evan again?
No, Evan's like one of like the three people on my no list.
Oh, wow. I'm not on the no list.
Yeah, you are.
I have such a small list.
Mo, she has three people on it. You're two of them.
Well, once I'm done with CrossFit, then
you're
I'll be only one
on
and a half.
I would never put you on my no list. If you were on my no list, I wouldn't even be here. Because all my no list stuff is like, it's like I don't vibe with them and stuff like that, you know?
Well, on that note, the person not on AsaAkira's no list is Mo Reese. That's me. This has been More with Mo. You can find me on Twitter with my, I think, 5,500 followers at this point, with my 30,000 tweets at MoXXX or Mox, as some people like to call me. You can also check out my blog,
The Average Mo.
TheAverageMo.com, with reigning queen Alex Chance having the number one image. Average girl of the month.
I like that. The average girl.
Are you seriously going to do that?
Oh, I have to.
Well, I guess now it's the thing. So
I said you're the average girl of the month.
I would like to be the average girl of the month. I think that'd be funny.
You know what? We may have to work this out.
Exactly. Asa Kara, the average girl for May.
Okay.
Average girl of May.
Well, I'm sure this conversation is going to continue.
I'm average, everybody.
I was the best at being average this month.
Thanks for listening. Have a great day.